Prayer is another form of worship practiced for generations by many different faiths. Commentator Heather Lendy wants to pray like the saints, but she's had a difficult time understanding how.
I was in church once when a woman stood up and said she prayed for a bathtub and God had Sears send one. It was yellow and extra long because her husband was 6'2". I had a lot of questions I never got to ask. Did God pay for it? Or even sign the purchase order? The time I prayed harder than I ever had. The time my friend's son was missing after his fishing boat sank. It didn't work. When I talked with my Episcopal priest about that after the funeral, she said, God is doing more for people we love than we can ever know. I understand that. I just thought this time God made a mistake. He must not have heard how much we love that boy, or realized how unfair it was for him to die at 20 when there are lots of really bad old people lurching around that no one would miss at all. But that same boy's father still says the blessings at potlucks right off the top of his head, all easy and thoughtful, just like he always has. He has more faith, not less. I want to be that way too. So I decided to learn how to really pray, the way Christians have for over 600 years, with a rosary, the string of prayers you can hold in your hand. Mine is made of blue glass, ivory, and light wooden beads with a silver crucifix hanging down the front. Each bead and some spaces in between have a prayer to match them. A pamphlet came with it that explains which bead is for what. It has the prayers printed on another page and the Bible readings on the back that tell the story of Jesus. After 4 or 5 tries, I had it more or less figured out. But when I got to the bead for each new Bible verse, or aptly named mystery, I was lost. I told this to my Catholic friend Kathy, and she invited me to join her rosary group the next afternoon so I could see how it's done. Before I could even ask my friends, the experts, if I was praying right, they started the service. But after the first few Hail Marys, I was chanting in rhythm with them. When we were done, Kathy's friend Dick read from an essay by Thomas Merton. He said, God is in each one of us, like a tiny diamond-bright light. Dick told us to close our eyes, breathe deeply, and say, what is the question, over and over again, blocking out all other thoughts. I had come looking for answers. Now he was telling me prayer is a question. The real mystery was that it worked, all of it. For the rest of the day, I felt, as John Hiatt sings, a little bit of peace and a whole lot of love. And that is a way better answer to prayer than a bathtub.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News, heard here thanks to member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.